With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin did not tell him about his hospitalization last week, but he says he still has confidence in the Pentagon chief. Austin remains hospitalized due to complications from prostate cancer surgery. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells Salem Radio Network that he's not alone in his belief that Austin should step down.
If you were to do a survey of the senior leadership of the armed forces, that you would find that that's a similar view. This is a stark world, a dangerous world. Our enemies are empowered by this, and Lloyd Austin should resign, if not be fired.
Hunter Biden now agreeing to testify behind closed doors in the impeachment inquiry of his father. An attorney for Hunter said the president's son will comply with congressional subpoenas for a deposition with Republican investigators if they issue a new one. It comes as House Republicans are preparing to vote to hold Hunter in contempt of Congress. The president's son previously said he would only testify publicly. Also at SRNnews.com, Harvard is being sued by six students over what they say is rampant anti-Semitism on campus. Bob Agnew reports.
The suit was filed by the group Students Against Anti-Semitism, along with Alexander Kastenbaum and five other anonymous students. The plaintiffs say by allowing anti-Semitism to spread on campus and by failing to enforce its own anti-harassment policy, Harvard is interfering with their ability to learn. The school's former president, Claudine Gay, recently resigned over remarks she made during a House hearing on anti-Semitism. Bob Agnew reporting.
Washington officials say Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas could be impeached by the end of the month. House Foreign Affairs Chair Michael McCaul says there could be enough votes to oust him by the end of January or the beginning of February. This is SRN News. Many clergymen in America have thought about quitting.
According to a new study from the Hartford Institute for Religion Research, 53% of pastors say they have seriously considered leaving the ministry at some point over the last 4 years. Researcher Scott Thuma says, quote, "The further we are from the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, the more we observe larger percentages of clergy pondering alternatives to their present congregation, vocation, or both." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece's center-right prime minister says his government will soon submit legislation allowing civil marriage for homosexual couples. It's despite reservations from some of his party's own lawmakers and the country's powerful Orthodox Church. But the PM says the proposed law will not extend the right to future parenthood through surrogate mothers to same-sex couples, an issue that's divided Greek society. This is SRN News. Winter weather is causing major issues at airports today. Over 2,100 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. have been canceled. Salem Radio Network's Joey Hudson says he believes Nikki Haley may surprise some of her critics.
Well, it is going to be interesting to see how well Nikki Haley does. Of course, being from South Carolina myself, I've watched her over the years go from the state house to governor. No one thought she'd ever become governor.
He says he's been surprised before, but he won't be surprised again.
You can never count Nikki Haley out. This is going to be a tough hill to climb, though. The latest poll showing that she has moved into second place. Whether she goes any further than that, who knows?
Many Republicans have said that she's being backed by Democrats as well. One of the unresolved issues for the Iowa caucus may be the weather, below zero temperatures and blizzard conditions. More details at SRNnews.com.